Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for March 2nd, 2020. This is our super quick overview of all of the biggest Google-related stories that we've been talking about over the weekend and the past 24 hours. So the biggest news that broke over the eve of the weekend was that a Google employee has tested positive for the coronavirus. The employee was based in the Zurich office and all precautions have been taken to ensure the wellness of that employee and any colleagues they may have come into contact with. But it is a very powerful reminder that even the world's biggest company is not safe from a global epidemic. Just remember to wash your hands regularly, people. We've got quite a bit of steady news to delve through. So firstly, developers appear to be speaking out against Google rather than the platform itself, hinting that there are no financial incentives to develop for the game streaming service, with the added pressure that Google has a reputation for pulling the plug on services it deems are not performing well. This isn't a good sign, but we are going to see at least 120 titles for the game streaming platform over the course of 2020, and let's hope to see some more before the end of this month. On top of that, Google is now planning a digital dev summit in place of GDC, as the event itself was postponed due to growing coronavirus concerns. The digital event will basically leave off where their physical events were intended to head. And our last bit of Stadia news, the three latest Stadia Pro titles for March are now available to add to your account. Of course, as there's no downloads after all, you can grab Grid, SteamWorld Dig 2 and SteamWorld Quest Hand of Gilgamesh right now if you are a paying Pro member. Android's fragmentation has cost us the Moment Pro camera app after the mobile camera lens manufacturer pulled the plug on its dedicated app simply because of the issues in maintaining it for so many devices, all with differing video and photo quality support. Apparently, camera APIs were a big cause, so yes, rip for the Moment Pro camera app on Android. And finally, the Pixel Slate might now be getting a permanent price cut as the i5 and i7 models are now receiving heavy discounts, with prices now starting as low as $449 for the base i5 model. The discounts only appear to be valid in the US right now, as I'm not seeing any price drops here in the UK, so let's hope we'll see some discount globally soon. That was a bite-sized overview of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in their full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.